Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, hosted by Dirk Gray. My hope is you'll join me on Saturdays along with our guests as we explore all things senior. We're having a wonderful response from the senior community and others. You're calling, suggesting ideas, we're listening, and continuing to add content, so please continue to contact us. If you have suggestions for topics or a guest you'd enjoy hearing from, please let me know. All right, I'm joined in studio by my producer, Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
Oh, good afternoon.
I caught you.
Yes, you did. I was busy.
Gray Matters is dedicated entirely to all things senior. Each week, I have guests in the studio talking about what they know best and answering your questions and concerns. It will all be related to our senior population, news, community, health, lifestyle, finance, real estate, events surrounding seniors, and many other topics. This show is brought to you by our producer, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, helping you move forward in reverse. Our website is www.reversenm.com. And our office phone number is 505-897-4900 or contact 770kklb.com and go to the Gray Matters program page. Today on my show, my guests are Tony Masters. Tony is a personal trainer. And Dr. Ann Ridley, I should say. And Ann, tell us, how do you explain who you are or what you do?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. I'm Dr. Ann Ridley. I'm a clinical sexologist and psychotherapist. I'm in private practice in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I have a doctorate in human sexuality and a master's in counseling, and I work with couples and singles on intimacy, sex, and relationship issues. I also have a pleasure boutique in Santa Fe called Modern Aphrodite, and I'm a clinical sexologist here to talk about sex and aging and intimacy.
Great. And Tony, tell us about what you do and your background.
Yes, I'm a fitness trainer. I've been doing this for roughly 22 years, and I have got my certification a long time ago through American Council of Exercise, and I just love what I do, have a great client base, and looking forward to talking to the folks out there.
Great. Okay. Well, we're going to open up the phone line. So if you'd like to ask Tony a question, Tony will be doing the first and a section of the second segment. The phone number is 243-3333. Okay. We talked a little bit about your background, Tony. What prepared you for being a personal trainer?
Let's see. I've always been very active, an athlete, and loved being in the gym. And one thing that I always found that directed me towards this was when you take a program and you start getting results, you get the sense of that you actually do have kind of some control of your body, and you get that the chronic response, the acute response, having a good workout, coming out feeling good with the chemical reaction of endorphins and your dopamine levels. And you know, the gym, it doesn't have to be the gym. Being active is really important for everybody. We tend to get a little sedentary. So having the, you know, a routine where you walk or you're doing your strength training or you're taking care of yourself, you're obviously going to feel a lot better in the long run.
And Tony, you do a lot of work with seniors.
I do.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, being that I'm in Santa Fe, I have an older clientele, and we do usually twice a week, the strength training aspect. And a lot of them, my clients will do other things such as try to do maybe some kind of cardio every day, walking the bike, or even sometimes just, something a little different like Pilates. Anything about movement is so important. And, you know, we got to keep in mind the body was meant to move. And when you do that, and it depends that, you know, we are restricted, obviously, through injuries that might keep us from doing certain things. And when you find what works for you, again, you're going to feel much better.
Okay. Kind of walk us through your typical day. How does that play out?
My typical day. usually I start 7:30, 8 o'clock, and my clients tend to, we do mostly an hour, 55 minutes really. Some do half an hour, and with my clients, because it's not specifically, we're not trying to, you know, we're not going for a competition or the beach. We're just trying to do a full body workout. So we try to do a full body workout in the hour, and working around, again, if there's injuries that everybody's got some injuries these days. Staying away from the contraindicated exercises that might put them at risk. And I go through one client to the next, and usually done about 5 o'clock.
Tony, are the seniors, do they, you know, when I think about seniors and exercise, my typical thought is, okay, stretching. But you're telling us it's, you kind of run the gambit of what you do with
okay.
them.
Okay, yes. What I'd like to do is a pre-cardio workout, which means 5 or 10 minutes of something where you're, you know, the treadmill or something just to warm up your connective tissues. And then we go into our strength training that try to cover the full body. And we start with the larger muscle groups, such as the legs, and work your way down to smaller muscle groups, such as the arms. And afterwards, then we work into some stretching, which is really important. A lot of people tend to forget about that. And as we get older, you know, we lose elasticity in our muscles. So, you know, make sure that we do that at the end of the workout. And, you know, everybody's a little different, so I have to fine-tune it to what one client might need.
Do they typically, people that work out a lot or work out some, do you find that they start out earlier in life and then just continue on? Or do you have people that come to you that hadn't worked out the majority of their life but are concerned about staying fit as they get older?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I find a lot of people start doing it later in life. And, I mean, some people have done it, or they were athletes and they've been active one way. But as we do get older, the importance of body mechanics and body maintenance, I think everybody realizes how it depends what age, but when, you know, we become a little bit more stiff and we're not able to get off the chair as fast as we'd like to, or, you know, the joints are creaking. So I do get a lot of clients to start later. And that's the great thing about what we do, is it's never too late to start a program.
And do you have more males than females, or is it a good cross-section?
It's a good cross-section.
Go ahead, Tony. Were you going to say something?
No.
How is working with the seniors different than working with non-seniors?
The intensity level obviously would be a little different. And I think that the seniors, at a certain point in life, you realize how important it is to do this as far as a maintenance level goes. Again, younger clients might stay with the routine for a little bit and venture off doing something else, which is great. But I find that most of the staying power are with my seniors that just, you know, they have a routine. They are there. They realize how important it is. And they, you know, the one thing about the seniors is the trainer, there's different prices for trainers, but I find that it's usually my older clientele that can afford it more. So not everybody can. I understand that. And I was going to suggest, like, anybody that would like to get into a workout routine and hire a trainer that's certified and make sure your doctor okays it. And if you find that you can't afford it, you can always do a buddy system where you might have a friend of yours that comes in and you guys split the hour, or you can do a half hour. There's a lot of ways to get around it that makes it affordable. So,
can you tell me, Tony, kind of what those fees range?
The fees for a good trainer, you would probably go anywhere from, or there's a lot of clubs that right now you can get a trainer for like $20, and that's fine. But most of them you're going to find anywhere from $40 to $100 an hour. And again, I know that sounds like a lot, but if you could buddy in with somebody – You can do it once a week, or you can have a trainer put a program for you that you can follow for a while and do it for about 6 weeks. The body adapts to it, and then you can redo it another program.
Okay, Tony, give us your contact information.
Okay. My email address is tonyomasters@gmail.com.
Okay, and your phone number?
505-501-5105.
Okay, great. All right, Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, here on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KKOB. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, is heard live weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 770kqob.com. Before I continue my conversation with Tony, our personal trainer, we have our weekly segment, Because You're a Senior. These are available to you. Last week, we discussed AARP's member exclusive savings of $30 on tech support and their auto insurance program from the Hartford. This week, I want to tell you about AT&T's wireless. It's $29.99. For a senior, it's $200 a cell plan for those over 65. And Boston Market is giving 10% off for those 65 plus. And I also want to kind of give a special shout out. It's not often that you experience, you know, an exceptional level in terms of a staff and the service they provide. But I want to tell you about something that happened to my wife just in the last few days. My wife, Lois, recently had major dental work done. And, you know, a few people fear the dentist as much as Lois does. I mean, she just dreads going to the dentist. Well, the staff with the dentist, it's Jeffrey Melton. I know he has an Albuquerque office and a Santa Fe office. But they just went over and above. The procedure took about 2 hours, and they had a staff member actually sit down next to Lois and hold her hand for the entire 2 hours. That's all the person did. And I just think that's awesome, and I'm thankful for what the group did at Melton's office. So I just wanted to thank them and let everybody know out there how wonderful a job they did. All right, the phone lines are open at 243-3333. We're back with Tony Masters, who's a personal trainer. And Tony, let's pick up, you know, you alluded to this a little earlier, but, you know, the seniors work at a little slower pace. So talk about that.
Slower pace and a different intensity, but same thing. Yes, it's, you know, through a lot of the workout, there's something called a set. It's a series of reps, the one range of motion. And, you know, it's a matter of just checking in and seeing if you're doing a series of sets, the recovery period is a little slower. So you might give someone 2 minutes rest, 3 minutes rest. It just really depends on the individual, really. There's a lot of, just because we're older doesn't mean that we're, you know, that we're not in good shape and that we can handle it. And the good thing about working out is you adapt to it a little bit and you become a little bit stronger, faster. And that's when it's my job to come up and pick up the pace a little bit.
How, you know what, you just mentioned something. How quickly does that happen where if you take somebody that hasn't exercised much at all and you get him kind of going on a regimen, how quickly do they feel like they're getting stronger and are excited about what you're doing with them?
Well, excited's a well, that's a broad term, but usually you'll find a strength increase within the first week or so. Mm-hmm. And now that's due more to a neurological response that the brain's able to fire off and recruit certain what's called muscle units. When you start getting muscular strength, it's usually about 3 weeks to a month that you start experiencing the muscular strength, start seeing a little more muscle density, which is great because with muscle density, you also get, you increase your bone density. And as we get older, that's really important. It's one of the better things about strength training as we get older.
Okay. With that said, what exercise are better suited for a senior to do that, Tony?
Oh, well, again, it's up to the individual. But one thing that I always stress that's really important. And you can start, you could start anytime, right? So what we want to do as we get older, that's one of the top longevity issues is leg strength. And, you know, if we have strong legs, we don't fall. And that's important. You might trip, but it's better trip to than fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I could take a 9-year-old client at 90 and, you know, within a certain period of time, we can like triple their leg strength, and that'd be, you can see what the benefits of that would be.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay. During the break, you talked about the importance of consuming, water.
Right. Unfortunately, as we get older, we lose the ability to feel thirsty. And so you might think that waking up and having a cup of coffee and going through your day and maybe having a sip of water here and there, now that's just not going to cut it. So the best thing you can do is start your day with a glass of water, 8-ounce glass, whatever, and before you eat or anything, that lubricates your system, and try to do 8 of those throughout the day. And if you do that, then you're going to stay hydrated.
So you consciously tell them they need to do this and focus on it.
I tell them that. Not everybody follows that. I mean, I have some stubborn clients that think that, you know, they had one glass of water and that should do it. But I'll tell you, the great thing about being hydrated, not only do you feel lubricated, but what it does for your energy level is amazing. And so if you feel like you're not getting enough water, I highly recommend that you be a little bit more conscious about that and see how your energy level goes up. And if you're fatigued, headaches, and so on, a lot of times that's just due to dehydration. And the other thing is, if you're in an environment, you know, where you're sweating a lot, you're outside, consider not just water, but doing some electrolytes as well. And, you know, the Gatorades are good, except for, you know, you want to watch the sugar, but there's certain packets you can get that are great for electrolytes, such as like Emergency, and they have other things you can get from your health food stores or any grocery store, really.
Tony, what are electrolytes?
They are an accumulation of certain minerals that your body might deplete. And a lot of like potassium, magnesium, and stuff that we either sweat out. And so when you get an athlete that sweats heavily, that they always, within an hour of heavy sweating, that's when they start replacing the electrolytes just to maintain that for their muscle performance and not dehydrating and cramping. And you hear about cramps. A lot of it's a dehydration with a sodium issue or potassium, magnesium. And you know, something as simple as like just having a banana with that if you're you need a quick snack maybe before the workout.
Okay. Tony, when we talked about your typical day, but if I want to engage you as my personal trainer, do you sit down with me initially and like ask me questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that go?
So, you know, doing a basic assessment, seeing, you know, how active you are, want to know about previous injuries that we might have to work around. Certain risk factors we need to take into account, you know, blood pressure, if you're not active, your cholesterol levels, smoking is a big one. But the biggest risk factor, believe it or not, is not doing anything. So It's where you want to start slow and you work your way into it. That's why getting a trainer to put you in a program that it would work for you. And again, you don't have to stay with the trainer, just something that works. And make sure that you avoid, again, some exercises that might be a little contraindicated. If you have a bad rotator, that there's certain things you don't want to do. So, you know.
What's the rotator?
The rotator cuff allows the shoulder to go in a cone motion. And it's a pretty common, rotator gets a lot of wear and tear through life. So there's certain exercises that you can do, even at home. And I was going to say that it doesn't have to be in a gym. There's home stuff that you can do that's really easy to put together. If you just got some simple light weights and exercise bands are really good, and exercise balls. You could actually, they have some that you could be sitting in a chair and it locks into the chair. And you can do simple stuff like bicep curls and tricep extensions. And you can, you know, do what's kind of like a squat sitting up and down from the chair that's helped. you know, strengthen your legs. So, you know, again, you don't have to go to the gym. I know a lot of people don't like going to the gym. So there are different ways that you can still get some benefits from resistance training.
Okay, great. Tony, again, give us your phone number.
505-501-5105.
Okay, great. All right, Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirt Gray. Gray Matters is heard weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 770 News Radio, KKOB. All right, well, in New Mexico Reverse Mortgage's Q&A questions this week, if you have a question you'd like to send me, email it to dirkg@reversenm.com or call me at the office at 897-4900. The email I received this week was from Jeremy in Albuquerque, and he said he's confused on ways to use the reverse mortgage. So I want to talk a little bit about that. If there's sufficient equity in your home, a reverse mortgage can be used to eliminate your current mortgage payment. Now, that's your principal and interest payment. You're still responsible for your property taxes, insurance, and maintenance on the home. For homeowners who have no mortgage on their home or a small mortgage balance, a reverse mortgage can be used to provide a monthly tax-free cash flow. Also, for homeowners with little or no current mortgage, a reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to access funds as needed. In addition to the line of credit, lump sum payments are available with the restrictions on the amounts available in the first 12 months. And then potential home buyers who are 62 years or older with a large down payment can use a reverse mortgage to purchase a home. And again, they're not making a principal and interest payment. So I hope that helps, Jeremy. All right. My next guest is Dr. Ann Ridley. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Thank you for having me. That was helpful for me to actually learn something about reverse mortgages right now.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. You know what? Let's go through your bio again.
Sure. So I'm a clinical sexologist and psychotherapist. I have a doctorate in human sexuality and a master's in counseling. I've been a counselor for 18 years, and I work with people on a variety of issues. I work with couples and individuals on issues of sexuality, communication, and intimacy. And so I'm excited to talk today about a topic that I don't think is addressed as often as it should be, which is intimacy and aging.
That's wonderful. You know something, Ann? Since we met and talked about having you come on the show, mm-hmm. it's so important because everybody deals with it, I think, at some point. So
everybody deals with it. I think that there's a lot of fear going into even discussing this. Mm-hmm. Or as we age, there is some fear around what is it going to be like as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
If we are in a partnership or if we go through the loss of a partner, and the fear of losing that part of our life. It's very important. And a lot of times it's not something that people feel comfortable discussing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like bringing attention to the validity of that issue.
Well, okay. With that said, what are the normal changes, I guess I can say, in sex and intimacy as we age?
So I would say that the most normal change is that as we get older, the focus shifts a little bit from our expectation to have pleasure and orgasm as the outcome, and more towards intimacy and connection. And thinking about that in terms of more than just the sexual act of say penetration, but all of the things that go along with touch and intimacy in a relationship, so that sex can be so much more than the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's really important to focus on what we can do as we age instead of what we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And ways to connect with our partner and accept that we may be facing illnesses or other challenges and still find the pleasure and be able to receive and give intimately in the ways in which we're able to.
Okay, so let's now that was pretty broad. The last
That's statement. Very broad.
Okay, with the senior community, mm-hmm. what does that mean? Go ahead.
So it means a variety of things. If we're talking about medical issues, for instance, of course there's going to be challenges for men. A very common one is drops in testosterone and issues around erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I actually don't like the word dysfunction. I think it's more about challenges. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people get labeled into this very broad category, and oftentimes it's not even physical. It may be more of an emotional mm-hmm. Challenge. And so I think that it's really important if you're facing these challenges to see a urologist as a man. I think that to have your testosterone levels tested and to talk to a medical professional mm-hmm. first is a really good idea. There's contraindicated medical and medicines that you might be on that could also be affecting that, as well as underlying health issues. So if that's happening, it's really important to see your medical doctor first. I work closely with a urologist. So oftentimes after someone goes through that process, then they come to see me. And then we look at the relational aspects of what might be causing some sort of arousal or performance issues. Oftentimes there's things happening within the relationship. Maybe their partner maybe having some physical or illness challenges or experiencing pain during intercourse. Mm-hmm. And those are very real things to discuss. And there's actually a lot of options to explore in ways to manage those kinds of issues. And what I often see is a real breakdown in communication in a couple when one or both parties is having trouble intimately with their partner. And oftentimes one of the parties will take it as a personal rejection. And that's very, very common when actually there may be a lot of other things going on. So it's important to talk about these things either with someone such as myself or a counselor. Medical professionals can be pretty helpful in some ways. It's hard to really have the time though to get into a relationship dynamic with your doctor.
Well, and it's something you specialize in.
I do.
I mean, this is your field. So I would think you would probably bring up issues and topics that nobody else maybe is equipped to do.
Absolutely. And oftentimes don't even take into account what might be happening, because oftentimes in our sexual relationships, we get into patterns. And if there's such challenges as performance issues, sometimes there can be an expectation that it's going to be a challenge,
uh-huh.
right? So that perpetuates mm-hmm. that it is a challenge.
Right.
And oftentimes it is not just the partner who feels that they are in some ways incompetent, but it's also the other partner and what that person is doing to aid in improving the situation as well. It is a relational problem, not just a physical problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, do you find that couples that have been together a long, long time, you know, they learn to kind of work together. It's almost a dance.
It is.
And
hopefully it is.
Yeah, hopefully it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's issues there, do you find one that will try to make it okay or try to do the dance to be supportive of the partner?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do. Now, sometimes it can be the opposite, where someone maybe acquiesces and does not bring up what is actually going on, mm-hmm. but tries to soothe the anxiety or discomfort in their partner.
Uh-huh.
And it's important when we are trying to communicate authentically in our physical self that we bring up such issues that we're facing, whether it be a lack of desire and not flubbing through that or faking through that, but really talking to your partner about what's going on. A lot of times with women, it's very, very common to have lubrication issues during hormonal changes as we age. And sometimes the male partner may take that into meaning that their female partner is not turned on by them, which is not necessarily true.
Yeah.
So, and there are medications, great medications on the market right now to deal with that, so that it's not on an instance basis, but it's something that you do every day.
Okay, so let's say we use that as a segue. Let's talk about maybe aids that can help with these issues.
There are new drugs coming out all the time. What I like to do is look at all the alternative ways in which we can do that, which I'll be happy to discuss too after the break.
Okay, great. Give us your contact information, Ann.
My website is annridley.com, ANNERIDLEY.com.
Great. Okay, Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Our phone number is 897-4900. I'll be right back. That's hilarious, Bob. All right. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. I'm continuing my conversation with Dr. Ann Ridley. And Dr. Ann.
It's fine. Either one.
why don't we pick up where we left off?
Sure. So before the break, I was starting to discuss the sexual aids that can help when there are challenges that we're facing in our intimate relationships as we age. And I want to touch just very briefly on the medical ones, because I'm fascinated. Every year there are more and more drugs on the market. I'm most recently very interested in the ones for females now that are coming out that really help with lubrication and also desire, actually, issues. And there's been a slew of drugs for erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation for years.
For the males.
And those keep getting better and better, I have to say. They keep making changes. And there's a variety of ones to choose from, which you can speak to your urologist or general practitioner to make sure that you don't have any other health concerns before you choose those options. But in addition to that, I just returned from the Adult Novelty Trade Show in Los Angeles, and I'm so inspired, actually, by the new products that are coming out on the market all the time to help in increasing pleasure and performance with over-the-counter kinds of aids that you can enjoy in. I work with quite a few people with disabilities, and so am always looking for new tools to assist in being able to have penetrative sex when a lot of people feel that they can't or are having challenges doing that, so that things can be added into that intimate play to make it more enjoyable for both partners. And there's a lot of options out there, and that's not anything to be ashamed of or feel insecure about.
Uh-huh.
It's actually a way to bring some newness into your physical relationship and some excitement. So I would really encourage anybody who has questions for me. I also have a retail section of my business that I do to really help people find things that are right and helpful for them. So I'm happy to answer any questions about that. There's also a lot of alternative medications, or supplements, I should say, to help with desire and arousal and pleasure sensors, topicals, that kind of thing.
You know what? I'm glad that it's broadening.
It really is.
Because I know, I mean, in my own head, I'm thinking, you know, there has been lots of things for the male.
Right.
And I'm thinking that maybe the partner, and especially maybe a senior partner, saying, oh, really?
Right.
This is what we want to do at this point. You know what I mean?
It's
like, I could see it creating relation problems if there's not something where
definitely
she can be helped.
Empowered.
Empowered.
Yes.
Good
empowered,
word.
And where where her desire can be turned on as well and increased, instead of just the blue pill fixing everything, which it really doesn't. Mm-hmm. And there are definite benefits to that, let's be honest. But it is the attention to both parties' desire and pleasure that's really important. And there's, like I said, a vast way to do that that isn't even by taking medication.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know you wanted to talk about how emotions play a part in all this.
I really do. I think that there's so many emotions that we go through as we age, not just in our relationship and how that changes over time, or also the challenges that we may emotionally feel because of illness and physical disabilities of some kind, but also our body changes, you know, and there's a lot of fear as we age about what that's going to be like and the loss of the physical virility that maybe we used to experience. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to note that people who put focus on their physical and intimate relationships earlier in life will do so later in life too. And the more that we can be in our bodies and really present and able to feel what we're feeling, even if there's been pain in some area, but to be able to experience pleasure somewhere in the body is really important in our relational mm-hmm. connection. And how we feel and how young we feel determines how we show up in our sexual relationship. And it doesn't always have to be about penetrative sex. There are so many other wonderful ways to explore and communicate with your partner other than just mm-hmm. penetrative sex. And younger people seem to forget that. Mm-hmm. And as we mature, it's nice to explore those avenues in a new way. Again, with a partner that maybe we've been with for a long time, too.
Yeah. And you know something? I'm sure that a lot of people that are listening to this are thinking, you know what? Thank you for bringing this up.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
So you go where you'd like to go.
What I'd really like to talk about is sexual bereavement and what happens after the loss of a partner. This is a topic that I don't see enough spoken about, but oftentimes widows will say that as they were grieving, no one validated the fact that there is a loss of a physical relationship as well with a partner, and the need for human contact, even non-sexual human touch, or the desire and maybe the guilt that comes with the desire of wanting to be able to be sexual with a new partner after the loss of a partner. So I really validate that that's a human need, and to talk to a counselor or a trusted friend about that, because as we enter new sexual relationships after a long period of being with the same partner, there's a whole list of challenges and emotional overwhelm that can happen as well. And this is part of life. This is part of why we experience pleasure that we do in our humanness, regardless of what age we are. And it's really important to have that physical connection and through touch and intimacy. So,
okay. And give us your contact information again.
My contact information is, my website is annridley.com. You can also follow me on Facebook at Dr. Ann Ridley, the Modern Aphrodite. And I have my own radio show, which is Heart Talk Radio Santa Fe. It's on 101.1 KSFR every Thursday at 6:30 p.m.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much, Ann.
Thank you for having
me. All right. I want to thank Tony and Ann for being my guests. I also want to thank my producer, Bob, as well as the 770 KKOB team for making Gray Matters Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, your favorite place for all things senior, and you, our audience, for joining today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to the voice for reverse mortgages and seniors in New Mexico. If you'd like to call, the office number is 505 505- 877-897-4900 or go to 770kqob.com. My NMLS number is 222-785. New Mexico Reverse Mortgages NMLS number is 1102-656. This information is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or a government agency. If a borrower does not meet loan obligations such as taxes and insurance, then the loan will need to be repaid. The information given during the show is not meant to be all-inclusive. Any guests on the show are not endorsed by Gray Matters, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, or KQOB. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dirk Gray.